Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 30th of March, and I'm recording at a somewhat later 10:03 p.m., and that is British summertime. Now, let's see, we still had a little bit more of what, well, I could only describe it as the Janet Yellen rally, as she has certainly reassured investors here, at least over the last couple of days. And let me run through some of the results here for you. Japan accepted. Japan weakened with the Nikkei 225 down 1.3%, but the other Asia-Pacific markets were quite strong. China, very strong, including the Hong Kong indices. And the Shanghai Composite was up 2.77%. Taiwan, good gains. India, very strong, with the Sensex up 1.8%. And the Singapore market, that was up 1.9%. So very solid throughout. And if we look also at the European indices, they did quite well in here today. Germany up 1.6%, France even stronger. The Swedish market up over 2%. So solid gains throughout. The UK FTSE 100 index up 1.59%. Now, when they closed, Wall Street was pretty well on its highs of the day, and Wall Street gave up more than 50% of its rally here today. Still closed in positive territory, up a little over a third of a percentage point across the board on the indices, and other America's markets were mostly a little firmer here as well. But with those gains on Wall Street being paired, and with stock markets, well, certainly Wall Street being up in overbought territory, it's been in a short-term overbought territory for a while now, and up in areas of resistance, it's going to be a challenge for this market to go much further in here, I feel. Now, what might help it? Well, first, I might be underestimating the durability of the Janet Yellen rally, because she certainly has calmed a lot of nerves by not raising interest rates. My feeling is that probably a lot of the rally has come from short covering, and not so much from bargain hunting, because there aren't that many bargains around. We've seen 6-7 weeks of a strong rally that's pushed back up towards former resistance levels, and I think investors are likely to be a little more cautious. But we had some loss of momentum, upside momentum, last week, and I think that would have certainly tempted some of the big institutional bear traders to move back into the market, not least hedge funds. And so I think we've seen a fair amount of short covering over the last 2 days. And that is likely to make markets a little more subdued in Asia and also in Europe, at least at the start of tomorrow, Thursday. Overall, though, the Fed's move was a relief, because raising short-term interest rates at this time, well, I certainly think it would be a mistake, and it's really quite unnecessary right now. We want to see stronger growth and overall, and I think higher rates would have put a lot of pressure on other countries, particularly those that had borrowed in U.S. dollars when it was at a somewhat cheaper level overall. Also, I think it could have contributed to a U.S. recession, which I hope we'll avoid. As you know, the growth picture is, it's marginally positive. That means it's not that far away from switching into something a little worse. Although that said, this is seasonally a better period for markets very often, and we do still have generally accommodative monetary policies. So these are not factors that lead to severe bear markets, and I think Wall Street really, or the U.S. economy rather, would really need to show clear evidence that it was moving into recession. I think it'll avoid that. But as you know, corporate earnings, have been trending down for several quarters, and they need to start trending back up because declines in corporate earnings have been a lead indicator for recessions in the past. Not always accurate, but accurate enough to be a concern to the Fed, yours truly as I speak to you. Now, my best guess here is that we're going to see a little bit more of a turbulent period going forward. I think the rallies are, I think we've probably seen the best of the rallies overall, despite favorable seasonal tendencies. But mind you, January has favorable seasonal tendencies as well, and it was the worst start to the year in history for Wall Street and a number of other markets. Okay, and what else in other areas? So first, the U.S. 10-year treasuries. And those yields, they edged up a tiny bit, 1.82%, but that's really showing no confidence in the global economy or no fear regarding a pickup of inflation pressures. I think that yield is too low, but I've said that for a long time, and it stayed low and actually become somewhat lower for a lot of these countries. And there's clearly a lot of big money which wants the perceived safety of bonds despite these extremely low yields. So confidence among investors worldwide is fragile, to put it mildly. But in the very short in the very short term, among the stock market investors, the VIX index dipped a little further to 13.56. That is a favorable reading. Is it a contrary indicator? Could be, but overall, I think we're likely to see a range-bound environment among stock markets, and some of the ones that had done worse for a long time have improved, and that may continue somewhat. Overall, I think there's a sideways arranging bias that I'm expecting to see. Now, in currency terms, this is good news. The U.S. dollar index is a little lower. It's trading after hours here at 94.81. So that's very much the lower side of its range. I think it might just be moving under the 200-day moving average overall. And that, I feel, is just the closing out of long positions in the U.S. dollar that a number of people would have held. They were convinced that if U.S. rates didn't move up this month, that they would move up next month or shortly thereafter, because that's what some of Yellen's colleagues had been saying. But her view is the really critical one. She runs the Fed after all, and she is said no rate hikes anytime soon. Now, looking at other currencies, we've seen some short covering and also some demand. And there have been some pretty good rallies here overall. Starting with the Europeans, the euro is up to 1.1335. Sterling is up to 1.4375. The Australian dollar is up to 0.7670. The Chinese renminbi, the Indian the Indian currency is and the Chinese renminbi are clearly stronger in here today. And I think most currencies are stronger against the dollar. Among commodities, that had led to some real strength in precious metals early in the day, but they weren't able to hold it. And for instance, running down the list, palladium had been up as high as 579 and change, but it's now actually down over $8 at 564 and change. Silver pushed up to $15.46 this morning, but is now down just over a cent at $15.22. Platinum, similarly, platinum had rallied up to 977 and change and is currently down $1.20 at 964. And last but not least, gold. Gold didn't do much on the upside, it must be said, and it's currently $17.50 lower at $1,224.85. I think gold was actually lower pretty well all day, but the other three had rallied, as I just mentioned. Also, crude oil gradually was pushing higher while Wall Street was strengthening, and Brent, for instance, rallied up to $40.61, but it lost that and is currently up 5 cents on the day at $39.19. Similarly, the WTI is currently at $38.30. That's up 2 cents. It had been as high as $39.85. And we also saw, just finishing with the hard commodities, we also saw industrial metals, which pushed up and then lost those gains here overall. So get nervous, choppy markets continuing. Agricultural commodities also mostly lower, although sugar, which has come off sharply in the last few days after that big run to the upside, is a little bit steadier here today. And that's pretty much it. So what's going to happen? On a quick repeat wrap, and I would say a little bit softer on stock markets tomorrow. That wouldn't surprise me at all. The bigger picture is, I think, one of overall ranging, but we have had some awfully good rallies. I think the Fed's move, if it has a lasting effect, it is that some of the sort of forgotten, overlooked, avoided markets are going to continue to improve, and that would apply to a number of those Asian so-called former tiger markets. And little tiger markets, plus India is continuing its recovery overall, but the big picture is more choppy ranging overall, and we have some short-term overbought conditions. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.